Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this particular series is called Living with the Times, Chassidus to enhance our experience of the time period in the Jewish calendar. When discussing the halachos, the laws of Sukkot and of Yomim Tovim in general, the Rambam writes about the centrality of simcha, of joy and happiness. And he writes that a person can really only become connected fully to Hashem from simcha, simcha shel mitzvah, from the joy of doing a mitzvah. And the Rambam continues and discusses how incredibly important simcha shel mitzvah is. And he then writes that simcha shel mitzvah is an avoda gedola hi, that simcha shel mitzvah is a lot of work. It's not necessarily an easy thing. People often think that, you know, to be happy about things, to feel good about things, to feel happy with who you are, with your life, that's the easy way. And the hard thing is to focus on where I need to improve and what's not good, etc. But the truth is that human nature is oftentimes not like that. Human nature oftentimes is that it's much easier to see the negative. It's much easier to see the problems, to see the things that we can complain about, to see the flaws, the imperfections in ourselves, in our mitzvos, in our lives, in the world around us. And actually, to be able to see the world through a lens of simcha, through a positivity, to see the world in a way that we can actually create joy within ourselves and happiness in ourselves, in our lives, that's an avoda gedolahi. That's something that takes a lot of work, a lot of intentionality, and a lot of effort. The Rambam gives an example of David HaMelech, King David, who was dancing in front of the Aron Kodesh, and he was dancing in an incredible way, in a way that was very loose and very uninhibited. And his wife, Michal Bas Shaul, was very upset at him for this and tried to stop him. And the Rambam gives this as an example of what it means that simcha shel mitzvah, that being joyous about our mitzvos, can be challenging. Because in this example, there is an opponent to the simcha. There's someone that's trying to stop, that's trying to block that simcha shel mitzvah. And we all have we all have those opponents, those distractors, those that try and deter our ability to be positive and joyous and feel happy. Sometimes those detractors are outside of us, like in the case of David HaMelech with Michal. Sometimes those detractors are outside of us. They're opposing forces, people that get in the way, situations that get in the way. And sometimes they're internal. Sometimes they're voices that have become internalized or voices that we've developed within ourselves, parts of us, that try and poke holes in all of our joy, that try and show issues in all the things that we can feel good about, try and see the imperfections in all the moments that could be joyous. And the avoda gedolahi, the tremendous work, the tremendously important work and difficult work of being besimcha that the Rambam writes about, is to find a way to overcome those voices, external and internal voices, to try and find a way to transcend those detractors, to be able to push through, to find the simcha, to find the good, to see the positivity, which is not an easy thing to do at all. And it's an avoda gedolahi ma'od. Rav Itchemeyer Morgenstern writes about how the halacha tells us that a person is supposed to be able to see the stars at night when they look through the schach of their sukkah. You can look up at the schach and you can see through the cracks and find the stars. And Avichamai writes that that avoda, that specific halacha, is about the fact that the schach is psoles gorin v'yekev. The schach is from the almost as if the waste of the world, of the physicality of this material world. And we take that and we put that on top of us, because sometimes that physical world can weigh us down, can make things dark. The challenges, the wastes of the world, the imperfections of the world can make it very hard for us to see light. And what we do is we try to peer through the slits between that physicality, the little cracks that exist, and we specifically look intentionally, searching, relentlessly searching to say, I know that there's a way, there must be a way that I can peer through and I can find my way through all the imperfections and I can find that there's a light. I can see a star. So we sit in the sukkah, we look up, and there's an avodah, as the Rambam says, an avodah gedolahi. It's something that's not easy. We have to be intentionally looking to find that good. When there's no roof on top of us, there's no psolis gorn viekev, and there's a bright sun and a bright star, okay, so it's easy to see that. And those moments are great, and we should all have as many of those as possible. But more often than not, that's not how our lives are. More often than not, there's a lot of psolis gorn viekev. There's a lot of waste that is hovering above us and blocking our view and making it very difficult. But we sit there and we say, even if it's difficult, even if it's obstructed, even if it's something's in the way, we're going to look through and we're going to keep looking and keep looking and keep looking until we can find that crack, till we can find that slit that allows us to be able to see through and say, ah, there's a star. There's something positive. There is a light. There is something that's shining. I can see the good. And from there, I can build. That's the simcha that we're trying to access on Sukkos. That's the light that we're trying to find as we look through the schach and we look at the stars and we fill our lives as much as possible with a simcha shel mitzvah and we overcome and we try and transcend through and above all those voices of detractors, whether they be internal or external. So much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.